We knew about the debt problems in weak European economies like Ireland and Portugal, but Italy and Belgium?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Just days after Ireland received a financial bailout from the European Union, the debt crisis in Europe continues to worsen. The U.S. is sending a top Treasury Department official across the Atlantic to keep an eye on things, and the European Central Bank could announce new steps to fight the contagion as soon as tomorrow. For more, let's bring in reporter Christopher Wirth in London. Christopher, good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
So I'm hearing all of a sudden about debt concerns from places like Italy and even Belgium. Is this crisis now moving into what were considered stronger economies?
Well, the answer is yes. The cost of public borrowing in Europe has shot up over the past couple of days. Even Germany, which has the strongest economy in Europe, saw interest rates rise a bit. But what may be most concerning is Portugal. It's largely considered the next domino to fall. The rating agency Standard & Poor's announced it could make it even more expensive for that country to borrow money.
So things are getting worse in Portugal and across the continent, it seems. Are there any new proposals to stop the spread of this crisis?
It depends on what you mean by new. European leaders are planning a round of bank stress tests. But I spoke with Graham Turner of GFC Economics here in London. He reminds us that stress tests were already tried around the time that Greece was bailed out earlier this year.
Lo and behold, here we are in November, December, and some of the banks that passed the stress tests have run into trouble. So stress tests simply won't do the trick.
And it's also assumed the European Central Bank will embark on its own version of the bond buying spree the U.S. Federal Reserve began last month. But as you might have guessed, Europe also tried that around the time of Greece's bailout.
Seems like deja vu all over again. Christopher Wirth joining us from London. Thanks.
Hey, thanks, Jeremy.
Well, first it was WikiLeaks and the diplomats. Today, Wall Street banks will get their day in the sun. The Federal Reserve will release the names of all the institutions that were loaned money during the financial crisis. Under orders from Congress, the Fed will post the names on its website midday today. Marketplace's Gregory Warner is with us live now with more. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Greg, any surprises expected today?
Well, the names we know already, but this web posting will probably spell out just how much support that the central bank handed to banks like Bank of America and also to private companies like General Electric that asked for help after the collapse of Lehman Brothers. And I should mention that the money we're talking about here is not just the $700 billion Wall Street bailout that got all the headlines. It's also other government loan programs, mortgage buyouts, and rescues that propped up the economy. That's over $3 trillion of emergency aid that'll be accounted for.
And a lot of Wall Street types, I'm sure, are going to be paying close attention to this. Does it matter to the rest of us?
Well, this is politics, right? And the Federal Reserve is under greater political scrutiny than it's been in the last three decades. Some Republicans have called for legislation that to give Congress more input into the Fed's decisions. And as you know, that criticism got a lot louder after last month's announcement that the Fed was going on their $600 billion bond buying spree.
Right.
Bernie Sanders, the senator from Vermont behind this legislation that resulted in today's posting of the name, says that this is about ending the veil of secrecy around the Fed. But let's face it, it could chip away at some of the Fed's independence as well.
OK, well, I'm sure a lot of people will be heading to that website around noon today. Marketplace's Gregory Warner, thanks.
Thanks, Jeremy.
And let's do the numbers. Markets are up in Europe and Asia right now, more than 1% higher in both London and Frankfurt at the moment. Later this morning, we'll get a look at how many jobs the private sector created or lost last month. As for those who have already lost their jobs, well, Congress didn't pass an extension of unemployment benefits by the deadline yesterday. That means some 2 million people will start rolling off federal assistance as of today. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow fell 46 points to close at 11,006.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Toyota. Toyota is sharing technology and ideas for a better world. Learn more at toyota.com/ideas for good. By Constant Contact Email Marketing, providing small businesses and nonprofits with personal coaches to help them succeed. ConstantContact.com. And by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, working to strengthen America by empowering more young people to achieve educational success beyond high school.
The reports are that a deal could come as soon as today. I'm talking about the rumors of Google's plan to spend $6 billion or so buying Groupon. If you haven't heard of Groupon, it's one of a growing number of websites that, among other things, gets you to recommend discounts to your friends. But is this business model really worth $6 billion? Here's Marketplace's Jennifer Collins.
They go by names like Buy With Me or Tipper. In the UK, there's something called Groupola.
Groupola finds fun and exciting activities in your area and presents a daily deal to you and your friends.
Most of these sites organize groups of people to buy deals available for only a short time, say a half-priced oil change. Ken Doctor is a media analyst for Outsell.
There are going to be a lot of people trying to sell coupons, and there's only one or two of these networks are going to work.
So sites are trying to distinguish themselves to stay in business. For instance, if you get three of your friends to buy a discounted hotel room on livingsocial.com, you get to stay for free. But Barry Liebert, author of the book Social Nation, says these companies are still basically distributors of coupons.
I don't think those are sustainable models in the social network world without a dedicated community.
He says the sites will need to work harder to keep their customers hooked, or at least find a better way to reward loyalty. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
In New Jersey today, authorities are expected to approve the sale of the Resorts Atlantic City Casino. Resorts opened in 1978. It was the first American casino to open outside of Nevada, but it was taken over by lenders last year after it stopped paying the mortgage. Word is the new owner is going to rebrand the casino with a Boardwalk Empire theme. That's the hit HBO show about Atlantic City back in the Prohibition era. I wonder if they're still going to serve booze at the casino, what that'll do to their business model. Well, we'd love to hear what you think about anything you hear on the Marketplace Morning Report. You can head to marketplace.org and click on the link that says Contact. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Psst. Hey, you want to bet on a changing climate? Energy companies are putting big money into the next green energy thing, whatever that might be.
States now are asking themselves, my goodness, I was happy to be a leader, but I've just charged up this hill and the troops aren't behind me.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, winning and losing low carbon bets next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI?
I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.